Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience. Live. This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving and everything lost. Those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, be well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health and your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's about lifestyle. So the choices we make every single day can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. We want to help you thrive, and we want to help you do well. We don't want to see you stuck. I don't want to see you stuck. I want to see you do well with whatever you deal with your health and your life, to really make it work well. Because really, at the end of the day, you want to thrive. You want to really knock it out of the park. And your health, it doesn't matter if you've got diabetes or heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. You can push yourself to the next level if you're willing to make it happen. So those choices are determined by you. No one else can take responsibility. You've got to put sweat equity in. But nobody wants to do that, right? But I know you do. And at the end of the day, we want to help you do that. 888-283-7272. Osteoporosis is a big topic. Now, of course, women face this more than men. But if you have some of the risk factors, which one of those being a postmenopausal woman, or if you're vitamin D deficient, guys can get this too. I've seen it a lot. So don't wait until you have the symptoms to get screened. This is what I always preach, right? This is prevention. Prevention is the key. Staying ahead of the game, knowing your numbers, you know, getting ahead of it so that you can give your body everything that it needs so you can thrive, crush it, and do well. So when you want to get screened, that's one of the big keys. So here's some of the basics to get screened for bone loss, all right? So women over the age of 65, women who have had more than one risk factor, for example, a family history of osteoporosis or low body weight, other than being Caucasian or past menopause. Postmenopause women who've had a fracture, that's a big deal. And since bone loss begins without noticeable symptoms, screening should ideally occur before you have reason to worry. Now, fracture, most common early osteoporosis symptom is fracture. So you may have a fragility-related fracture before you're diagnosed with bone loss or osteoporosis. And it means your wrist, back, hip, or other bone is fractured as a result of mild to moderate trauma, like falling, taking a quick fall, whatever it is. And if you experience a kind of fracture and you're over 50, you want to talk to your doctor about bone loss and what the issue is with that. A study of 127 people who had fragility-related fractures showed that only 17% thought the fracture could be related to osteoporosis, and fewer than half believed they were at increased risk for another fracture. Even having one fracture significantly increases the risk of later fractures, and osteoporosis was diagnosed in 44% of these patients that they looked at. That's amazing. Think about that. So if here's some basic signs, any of these, if you haven't had a fracture of any kind, this could show that you're setting up for that. Okay, so high levels of serum calcium or alkaline phosphatase in a blood test. And again, if you're over age 35, you need to be having blood tests done every 6 months. Okay, it's not excess. It's important. You got to get it done. It's vital. You got to do it. All right. Next, vitamin D deficiency is a big one. Okay, difficulty getting up from a chair without using your arms to push is very noticeable and extremely important to notice. Joint or muscle aches, okay? A resting pulse greater than 80 beats per minute. Height loss. Increased stooping, which is curvature of the spine. All those are very important, and you got to have those checked out on a regular basis. These symptoms can indicate other health issues as well. So it's important to talk to your doctor and make sure they get an accurate diagnosis and a good treatment plan. So you might wonder also if you've experienced fragility-related fractures. Sometimes they're obvious, and you'll experience pain and swelling immediately after a fall or impact. At other times, you may feel pain, like your back, not able to trace to a single event, but just kind of aches. And that's very common as well. That's why nutritional deficiencies, vitamin D, other minerals, can be affected and can be really making an impact in your overall health, and you want to get those looked at as soon as possible. It really does. It makes a big, big difference overall. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health, you can give us a call or go to the website. And that's the key. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care we talk about, just go to the website. You can easily find it there, and it can make a big difference in your overall health and your life. Let's get to the phones. Remember, you can always call us at the number. Let's go to the phones. Wanda. Hi, Wanda.
I was calling in regards to a fibrogranular mass in my right breast. And I've been having trouble with lymph nodes in my left armpit, swollen. And the doctor wants now send me to a hematologist because my blood count is elevated.
Okay. So one of the keys with the mass, this mass you're talking about, they're usually benign. All right, so that's the good news. All right, these masses are usually benign, and that's good news, right? So, but you still want to go to the hematologist. I think it's a good idea to figure out exactly what they are going to say. An opinion like that with the high level of a specialist is important, because one of the biggest things in medicine is to rule out what you don't have. Okay, that's one of the big keys. You want to rule out where the body's doing well and you know, what it's doing, what it's not doing. You want to make sure the body's getting everything that it needs so it can thrive and function at its best level. But you got to determine that. You want to pinpoint that. That's a big deal. And then another piece, too, that's vitally important is to make sure, and this is important, okay? Once you get that opinion, then you got to have a game plan to go with it. So it's one thing to have knowledge like that, but you got to have a day-to-day routine that's extremely important and that keeps you on top of your game. And that's why you want to do everything you can with that information and then start, you know, bucking up on your own self to make sure you're eating the right kind of foods, cutting down inflammatory-based foods, that you are getting yourself into a position that you can do better. And that's what we want to see you do in a great way is to live better and do better and make it happen. So that's a big key. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. The key neighborhood factor that can help smokers quit, the inconvenience of having to walk further to the nearest cigarette vendor, might be enough to help smokers quit. And researchers in Finland tracked data on about 21,000 current and former smokers. And the investigators want to see how the changes in walking distance from home to nearest tobacco could affect smoking behavior. The result, every one-third of a mile the smoker had to walk, and there was 20 to 60% increase for his or her odds of quitting the habit, the study found. So the good news is when you make it difficult to get the cigarettes, it can cut down on, because people are a little bit lazy by nature, it'll cut down on your ability to be smoking. And that is a big deal. So having to drive farther away or having to walk to get your cigarettes probably would cut down on people actually doing the smoking. Interesting, that's for sure. I wish people would just quit in general. That would be fantastic. That's one of the toughest habits for sure. 888-283-7272.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio, so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch-up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Glad you're here with us.
You can get a website.
Give us a call. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes just like we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care we talk about, go to the website. Or if you're ever in Atlanta or down in Florida, any of our Center for Lifestyle Medicine clinics, we'd love to have you come by. Make sure you stop by and say hello. Of course, take all the insurance and everything out there. So, but we'd love to have you just come by and say hello anytime. Be good to see you. Our doctors, staff, we've got great team members, and we'd love to have you pop in anytime. That's what we're here for. You're not going to believe this. Cancer is now the leading killer in 12 European nations. Cancer has overtaken heart disease and stroke as the leading cause of death in 12 European countries. Now, this, you know, of course, for the most part, heart disease is the number one killer, okay, especially in America, but across the world. However, cardiovascular disease, heart disease, and stroke is still the leading cause, okay, worldwide. But in the 53 countries defined as a European region by the World Health Organization, heart disease killed more than 4 people in 2016. The deaths accounted for 45% of all deaths in the nations. Cancer accounted for less than half the number of deaths from heart disease in Europe as a whole, researchers said. However, success in preventing and treating heart disease seems to have led large declines in heart disease deaths in a number of countries. Cancer now kills more men than heart disease in these 12 countries. So here they are, okay? So Belgium, Denmark, France, Israel, Italy, Netherlands, Norway, Portugal, Slovenia, Spain, and the United Kingdom, and Luxembourg. Okay, so the study found that cancer now kills more women than heart disease in Denmark and Israel. Pretty amazing. Our lifestyle is everything. It really is. Now, another thing about cancer is that a big piece of it has to do with our environment and our food choices, the chemicals in the foods. Air quality is another big one, okay, because lung cancer is the number one killer. I don't know if you knew that. But lung cancer, out of all of them, like we hear about breast and prostate, colon and all that, you hear about all that a lot. And those are the ones that we talk about. They're kind of the ones that are more popular to talk about. But the average person, the most leading killer of all cancers is lung cancer by like 34%. It's definitely the head honcho, that's for sure. But the countries where cancer caused more death than heart disease were all found in Western Europe. So you got to wonder what's going on in Western Europe. Is it the habits? Is it the water supply? Is it the air quality? Is it toxins in a certain area? What's causing that? Something is. It's not just genetics. I'll tell you that. Environment is a big piece. And so you got, you know, the key is why? And why is that happening? And I hope somebody does some research on that to figure out. And I'm sure they are currently, but that's a big, big deal. We want to do everything we can to begin to thrive in our health and not just barely make it. We want to do well. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Give us a call or go to the website. Let's get to the phones and talk to Ken. Hi, Ken.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to comment on the quit smoking segment he was talking about.
Sure.
You know, there are tools out there that give people the power to walk away. And one of them is a book that I read called The Alan Carr, The Easy Way to Stop Smoking. And I think part of the mythology of smoking is this notion that it's the hardest thing on earth to quit. I would argue that point, that it's not the hardest thing to quit when you decide. I think tobacco companies want us to think it's harder than heroin and all that stuff. You've heard those. That it's 3 days of irritability, basically. And there are tools out there. I wanted to talk about that a little bit.
Well, there are a couple of tools out there that work really well. It is one that is known as the toughest habit. It just depends on the person. And, you know, I've seen people that have been given a diagnosis. It was enough to scare them, and they quit cold turkey. I've seen plenty of people quit cold turkey and walked away like it was nothing and didn't have the 3 days of misery and all that. Like, they were so made up in their mind that it's almost like they just shut it all down, and that was it. And so there's a lot that can be done with smoking, and it is. It's a made-up mind, number one. That's the first thing, and people don't want it badly enough to quit. They don't want to give it up. They struggle with it, and they really want to get into a place where they can just kind of stay in it, and that's a challenging place to be. There's some alternative methods outside of the medications. I mean, there's Chantix. And Wellbutrin, which is an antidepressant medication. But there are those that can help. But at the end of the day, I like acupuncture. Acupuncture is one of my favorites. Now, you can do cognitive therapy as well, but I really, really like the acupuncture. I think there's a little clip that they put on the ear and stimulate the acupuncture point for addictive type issues, especially with smoking. It is phenomenal, and it does great, and it makes a difference. And it can help the body in a huge way. So I see people overcome it with that all the time. But no matter what you do and no matter what you choose, it's got to be in a place where you decide that's it. No more. It has to be in a place where somebody decides that, you know, I'm done. And that's there's no more. I'm not going to deal with this anymore. It's vital that takes place. Because you have to understand that your habits are determined by your own choices, right? So we can say, oh, they're gonna have a hard time. Yeah, if you want to have a hard time. If you're not made up, somebody else is telling you need to quit. If you're not made up in your mind, then yeah, it will be tough. So that's you are right. It's a great thought what you're bringing to the table, because at the end of the day, it's not that tough if you want it. But that's the ultimate question. That's the question on the cover of my book that was a bestseller, and that is a bestseller still, is that do you want to get well? Do you want it? That's the question. And it doesn't matter if it's heart disease, smoking, depression, being overweight or obese. Doesn't matter what it is. Do you want it? Do you want to get well? And when you decide that you want it, and when you decide that you're willing to do whatever it takes, and that's when you'll find exactly what you're looking for, and that's when you'll find everything you need to thrive, be successful, and do well. 888-283-7272. Give us a call. 888-283-7272. Go to the website. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As public health officials warn that the coronavirus poses new risks to parts of the Midwest and South, enhanced federal payments that helped avert financial ruin for millions of unemployed Americans are now set to expire this weekend. Since early in the pandemic, the federal government added $600 to the weekly unemployment checks that states sent. That increase ends this weekend. Congress is haggling over the next steps, but many Americans are staying home making more money than if they went back to work. And longtime Tennessee Republican Senator Lamar Alexander cannot support that.
I would not support something that would pay on unemployment more than you would earn if you were working.
And Secretary of the Treasury Steven Mnuchin said there may be some additional funds sent, but not $600.
If you were making $300, you're not going to get $600 this time. And that's fair. People understand that.
Federal protections against evictions are also set to expire. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Kentucky Senator Dr. Rand Paul said that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo should be impeached for what he sees as a mishandling of that state's coronavirus response.
Well, I think what you found in New York is that we ended up having horrendous death. We had 30-some-odd thousand people die. Their death rate is about 1,600 per million, the highest in the country, 8 times worse than Florida, 10 times worse than Texas. So I don't think there's a lot in New York that we can look to and say, oh, that's what we should model after. In fact, I really think Governor Cuomo ought to be impeached for the worst public health decision maybe in a century, sending patients with coronavirus back to nursing homes.
Paul also said he thinks about 25% of New York is now immune to the virus because so many people got it at the beginning of the pandemic. The passing of civil rights leader Representative John Lewis, the Democrat from Georgia who died at the age of 80, has renewed calls to rename an Alabama bridge currently honoring a Confederate general. Among those supporting the efforts to name the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma after Lewis was his close friend and colleague Representative Jim Clyburn from South Carolina on Meet the Press.
Edmund Pettus was a grand wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. To take his name off that bridge and replace it with a good man, John Lewis, the personification of the goodness of America rather than the honor, someone who disrespected individual freedom.
Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us. We appreciate you listening. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Check us out on the web. ADHD is called Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder. And it's common among college students who misuse stimulant drugs. Matter of fact, a lot of college students will just ask or act like they have the diagnosis to get the drugs because it helps them study so much better. College students who misuse stimulant drugs are more likely to have attention deficit disorder, though. So if they overuse caffeine, if they overuse any kind of recreational stimulant type drug, they can end up having ADHD or psychiatric issues, a new study shows. So the study also found that stimulants that are immediate release are more likely to be misused than extended release versions of the drug. So a previous study found that 2/3 of college students have been offered stimulants for non-medical use, and 31% had used in over a four-year period. The Massachusetts General Hospital included 300 undergraduates between the age of 18 and 28 in Boston campuses, and about a third misused stimulant drugs. Misusers were more likely to have been diagnosed with ADHD or to have related symptoms as children, such as being easily distracted or having trouble paying attention. Adults, they were more likely to have trouble following instructions and a disliked task that required focus. That's a big one. Study was published recently in the journal Clinical Psychiatry, and the data suggests that college students who misuse prescription stimulant medications are more likely to exhibit clinically relevant psychiatric dysfunction. And Dr. Timothy Wylands said in a hospital news release, not everyone who uses the drugs uses them to get high. Some use for actual better performance and under doctor's supervision and whatnot. So these medications can affect the brain in a good way. But again, you want to make sure that if you do have ADHD or if you do have a focus challenge, that you get to a physician that can work with you, that understands the biochemistry of it, that can monitor you. Because there's blood tests that needs to be done, and there's certain monitoring that needs to be done to make sure you're okay and stable and ready for that and can handle it. So that's one of the biggest issues that you have to look at with something like this. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider in your area that believes the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care we talk about, you can go to the website and easily find that. We can help you get someone in your area that can make a difference in your health and in your life. That is what it's all about. Let's get to Lisa on the phones. Hi, Lisa.
I just want to know, is Weight Watcher food good for you? Should you plan your meals and menu around Weight Watchers? Is that a good product to use to lose weight or to stay on track with your weight?
Well, I think a lot of the different companies out there have some good programs and good routines. I think people have their strengths and they have their weaknesses. And something that we've developed over the years, that's one of our mainstays at InShape University. InShape University is pretty much an overall system that will take you from where you are to where you want to be with your health, your weight goals, and everything else. So many times we pursue weight. And if that's the pursuit, a lot of times you really are not going to hit your long-term goals. Because if you pursue health, the body that you want will follow. So you have to pursue health first. And you have to go after it. Health needs to be the biggest piece of what you're looking for. I mean, that has to be the number one driver in the whole deal. And so one of the keys that you have to look at is, and this is, it's important, because the other companies they have some good systems, but you want to make sure you're doing whole foods, whole-based foods, okay? And lean quality proteins. You want to do low glycemic carbohydrates, form of fruits and vegetables, healthy fats. You got to know when to eat the foods, in what portion, and what amount, which is what a lot of them do. But you also want to know your blood work numbers. And they'll all say check with your doctor and all that, but then the doctor's not really checking nutritional deficiencies. They're just checking some of the basics. And if you're just checking the basics, you're not really going to get a good read on what's actually happening with you. And if that's the case, then if your body is, say, got an estrogen issue, or if you're dealing with, say, testosterone issues as a guy and you're trying to lose belly fat, that's not going to happen if your testosterone's low. And if you're eating a diet that's not going to improve testosterone levels, then that's a whole different animal as well. And so all of that is kind of, really it's kind of put together. And that's why you've got to have a system like InShape University that really puts it all together. And what we feel is doctor developed and put together in a system that's clinically researched that can produce great results. And that's what it's all about. You want to have the results that you're looking for. You don't want to be stuck, because weight is important, but health is the ultimate, and that's what you want to shoot for. That's your ultimate goal. If you pursue health, the body that you want will follow, and that's just the way that it works. And it's pretty simple along those lines. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give us a call or go to the website. A lot of people want to know, how can I catch your show at other times of the day? Well, our app is out. So if you haven't checked out the app, it's on all the Apple products, right? iPads and iPhones and all of that. It's in the Apple store. You can check out, just look for that app, and you can easily download it. The cool thing about it is you can listen to the show whenever you want, on your time. So it plays the show from the day before all the way through the next day, and it will play and repeat the content, stream it, and run it. And that makes a big difference for you. That way you can do it on your time, in your way, the way you want to. And that's a big key. So we want to help you. No matter what you're dealing with, we want to be a support to you, help you, make you go to the next level, help you go to the next level. That's what this whole thing is about. Well, there's a lot of healthy foods that can increase our energy. And energy seems to be a big topic lately. I get a lot of emails and calls about it. People just not having the energy they need to go through the day, to do the typical things that they do, and to really achieve their goals and really hit what they want for family, for work, for their fitness goals, whatever it is. And so finding that energy and building that energy level really can make a big difference. So a couple of things to think about when you're wanting to really hit those. Number one is, are you eating the right kind of foods throughout the day? It's not just are you eating at all, but are you eating the right kind of foods? That's number one. And then exercise is another big key. If you're not exercising, your energy levels are going to be down. There are more studies about increasing of energy than just about anything else. So getting the right amount of exercise, even if it's just 10 minutes a day, is enough to make a difference. Then the other piece that's important that I would look at is also your rest patterns. Are you resting well? If you're not getting into a deep stage of sleep at night, then that could be a little bit of a challenge too. So you got to look at that. All that kind of thing is important to get your body where it needs to be and to get it to thrive. So let's talk about some foods that can boost your energy levels. All right, that'll be some help for you that you can take away. Number one are almonds. They're a standout food, without a doubt. They've got magnesium, which we're typically very deficient in, and the B vitamins, which help convert food to energy. Research shows that people with low magnesium levels tend to tire more quickly during exercise due to magnesium's role in energy metabolism. And the author of Boosting Your Metabolism for Dummies, the director of nutrition at Calorie Count, insufficient B vitamins can lead to fatigue, irritability, and poor concentration. So getting your B vitamins out of a lot of your leafy green vegetables and getting your magnesium out of your foods as well can make a big difference. The next one is salmon, which it isn't called the brain food for nothing. Salmon owes its moniker to omega-3 fatty acid nutrients that have been around to improve memory and reduce depression, as well as boost energy and mood. According to a review of brain foods in the Journal of Nature Review Sciences, it's just like salmon, the omega-3 fatty acids that go along with other nutrients, salmon's also a rich source of protein, which can promote muscle building and can keep the body functioning at its best. So it's a good level of protein, but it's just a great source all the way around for the brain, because you got your omega-3s in there. Bananas are really good too. Make sure you eat them more on the green side than you do anything else. But they're loaded with fiber, B vitamins, and potassium, and nutrients that promote sustained energy and muscle function. So bananas are particularly appealing as a pre- or post-workout snack. You can pair a banana with a glass of low-fat milk or a cup of yogurt for an energizing combination of fiber and protein that does very well. And again, a great, great combination to really get your day started. Kale is another good one. It's a superfood, hands down. It can boost your energy levels in a great way. Kale contains amino acid L-tyrosine, which can help give you a mental lift, as well as a number of antioxidants to fill you up and keep your blood sugar stable. Hummus is another one. It's got a Mediterranean dip, a few simple ingredients, and contributes nutrients for energy. It's one of my favorites. I love a huge hummus guy. Eat it all the time. Fiber and protein with the beans stabilize blood sugar, take off the edge of hunger, and boost energy And then Greek yogurt, it's a good one. And it's, you know, again, some people don't like dairy, and it's organic. Make sure you get the organic version. But it's good. It's a quick snack, and you can throw some mixed nuts in there, some berries, and it gives you plenty of protein for a small snack. And then, of course, it's got probiotics in it, which is why I love it. Now, cow's milk dairy, some people don't handle it very well, but at the end of the day, there's been a lot of studies about how dairy products can help increase the fat-burning process, and that is a big deal for a lot of folks. So it can be a good snack. 888-283-7272. Coming up, got some anti-aging tips you don't want to miss.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com, and use promo code 1191.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Connect with On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. And every day, that's what we're here for. Remember, I don't want you to really lose hope when it comes to your health. That's the one area that I want to see you thrive in. That's the one area that I really want to see you do well in. And your health is your greatest wealth. And no one can take responsibility for your health but you. Okay? Only you can take responsibility. And at the end of the day, there's a lot of people that struggle and they don't really have answers. But here, in this show, we want to be able to give you answers, to be able to do better than you ever did before, to thrive, to make it, to know that you can, to know that you don't have to be stuck, and to know that there's a better way. We want to make that better for you so you can really go out and live the life that you were designed to live, so you can live better, feel better, have the energy that you're looking for, and do well. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Drinking more water can really help with kidney stones, okay? The risk of kidney stones. So there's been some studies that have come out, and American College of Physicians now advise kidney stone patients to drink at least 2 liters of water or other fluids a day. It's been shown that drinking more fluids can reduce the risk of recurring kidney stones almost by half. So drinking more water and cutting back on the soft drinks, among recommendations in the guidelines, can help reduce the risk of kidney stones in people who are prone to developing them. The reason is the water is supposed to be helpful. It's a mechanically flushing process that stone fragments can pass, and so that the urine doesn't have sediment in the kidney and collect. And Dr. Elizabeth Cavalier, who's a urologist in the Lenox Hospital, said, kidney stone patients should try to avoid soft drinks, which have ingredients that can be major factors in the formation of the kidney stones. The guidelines also recommended changes in eating habits, including less red meat, foods high in dietary oxalates, such as chocolate, nuts, beets, and leafy greens. Doesn't that sound like not fun? Those are great foods. But it is. It's a big deal. Some people don't have the enzyme to break down the oxalic acid, and that's very, very common. More common than you think, and there's some genetic conditions with that, too. So, again, you just pick different foods, right? So if you like those kind of foods, you just go with some different ones so that you don't, or you just eat those sparingly. It's not like you got to eliminate them forever, but you can eat them sparingly, and then that can help for the long term. You want to do everything you can to avoid irritating the system, because at the end of the day, you want to do everything you can to make good choices. And one of the big deals, when it comes down to it, kidney stones are no fun. Not at all. Alternative therapies are out there for it if you have kidney stones. I mean, there's some different thoughts and different ways of doing that. One thing, of course, with kidney stones is doing the avoidance of the dietary foods. But the other thing that's important to look at is on the kidney stone side is to make sure you avoid too much tea. A lot of tea, black tea specifically, can be a root cause of that. So your fluid intake, when they say water, they mean water. And that really does make a big difference. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can give me a call or go to the website. Let's go to Martin on the phone. Hi, Martin.
I'm calling to ask about what can a person do or where can they go if they're dealing with low vision? The person has glaucoma and she is a diabetic. But her diabetes are under control. Her glaucoma seems to be doing okay. The pressure in her eye is pretty decent. 12 in one eye and 19 in the other eye. But she still has low vision. I want to know, where do we go to have her low vision checked? I'm not really that confident in the doctors that she's dealing with at this moment.
Well, one of the keys, and again, I understand you don't feel confident, but many times the doctors are doing everything that they feel is necessary. And they're making the best choices that they can. So you want to encourage them. If you want to get more doctors on the team, that's a great idea too. I always think there's great wisdom in having a lot of counsel. So that's one of the main factors you've got to look at. Now, one of the pieces you definitely want to jump in and look at overall is to really jump in and say, okay, what can be done nutritionally? And if the eating habits are not right, if there's no balance between equal amounts of lean protein sources, you know, like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, if she's just kind of blowing her diet off and it's no big thought, then yeah, there's going to be an issue. When diabetes is under control, I'm assuming that's under control with the medicine, which doesn't mean anything to me, okay? You tell me blood pressure and all that's under control, what does that mean? It means that you've done nothing, but the medicine's done everything. It means that your habits are still the same, or her habits are still the same, and that means nothing. So you got to get to a place where she has modified her lifestyle to the point where her habits have gotten the condition under control, and then the doctor said, gosh, you're doing so great that we just don't even need the medicine anymore. See, that's where you want to be. So typically there's a lot of issues with vitamin A. There's issues with omega-3 fatty acids, severe deficiency in omega-3 fatty acids. That can be a real big cause of a lot of this. So getting that under control can make a big difference. And you want to do that overall throughout the day. And that's one of the big challenges. You've got to figure out at the end of the day what her goals are. And it just comes down to more or less lifestyle habits all the way around. Because glaucoma, there's drops you can put in them, but if the omega-3 fatty acids are low, that's one of the big ones. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, in giving with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of AsaRx Audio, visit us at AsaRx.com.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.